I've pointed this out in my book, which is titled The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution, that other than the scripture itself, Darwin's magnum opus, The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, might well be the most significant literary work in the annals of recorded history. In fact, Sir Julian Huxley once said that the evolutionary dogma it spawned was the most powerful, the most comprehensive idea that had ever arisen upon Earth. It is the most fundamental of all intellectual revolutions. The 20th century can't be understood apart from this intellectual revolution. It has far-reaching consequences, and that is in virtually every field, every level of education, every area of practice. And I would say the most significant consequence is that it undermines the very foundation of the Christian faith. And nowhere is this more in evidence than at the Darwinian Centennial Convention, when Sir Julian Huxley proudly boasted that in the evolutionary system of thought, there was no longer need or room for the supernatural. He said that the earth was not created, the earth evolved. So did all of the animals and plants that inhabit it, including human selves, including mind and soul, brain and body. In fact, he said, so did religion. And he went on to say that evolutionary man can no longer take refuge from loneliness by creeping for shelter in the arms of a divinized father figure whom he himself created as a figment of his own imagination. Of course, humanity's newfound autonomy ended up sacrificing truth on the altar of subjectivism. Ethics and morals no longer determined on the basis of some objective standard, but rather by the size and strength of the latest lobby group. And with no enduring reference point, societal norms were quickly reduced to mere matters of preference. Evolution is one of the most spectacular examples of how a speculative idea for which there is no hard evidence can come and overtake the thinking of a whole society, in fact, dominate a civilization. And I would say, in light of the tragic consequences of the evolutionary dogma, it is incredible to think that evolution is still today being touted as truth. And the responsibility for demonstrating that it is not truth, that in reality it is a farce, should no longer be left in the hands of a few hired guns in the bastions of higher learning. It's crucial that all thinking human beings, and that means you, are involved in this process as well. In fact, that is precisely why today I'm debuting Darwin's Dilemma on this broadcast. The debut of this incredible DVD is for the very purpose of putting it into your hand. You need to be informed, because if you are not informed, you are going to fall prey not only to this great cosmogenic myth, but to the consequences of this cosmogenic myth. And Illustrium Media has produced, I don't know how to describe this, except I turned it on and I saw the computer animation, I saw the color, I saw the poignant remarks, the beauty of the presentation, and I was awestruck. And many of you know I have 12 kids. And I immediately said, we've got to sit down and watch this DVD together. In fact, last night I was going to watch this with one of my sons, Paul Stephen, and he kept asking me, Dad, let's watch this DVD together. and I was watching the presidential address, so we didn't get to watch it together. But we're going to watch it together. And he's going to ask me all kinds of questions. And in the process, he's going to be inoculated against a cosmogenic myth. Bottom line is that this is why we're doing the broadcast today. This is why I want to put this DVD into your hands. This is not about making a sale. This is about equipping you so you don't fall for mythology. Tomorrow we're going to talk about some of the consequences in my opening monologue. I've got some ideas of what I want to communicate to you about the consequences of the evolutionary dogma, including eugenics. Stay tuned. We'll talk about that tomorrow.